On Sunday, February 11th, the Knoxville Symphony Youth Orchestra will present a concert featuring the Preludium, Philharmonia, Sinfonia, and Youth Chamber Ensembles. On Monday, the 12th, the Top Ensemble, led by Maestro Jim Fellenbaum, will feature performances by this year's concerto competition winners who've joined me here in the studio. Thanks so much for being here with me. So let's start by each of you introducing yourselves to our listeners. How about each of you tell us your names, your instrument, and what schools you attend here in the Knoxville area?
Hello, my name is Lizzie Ju, and I'm a senior at Harden Valley Academy, and I play the violin.
And I'm Renee Dishman, and I play the clarinet. I am a homeschooled senior, part of Berean Christian School's independent study program.
Well, and congrats to both of you for winning the concerto competition this year.
Thank you.
Yay. I want to start with you, Lizzie. Can you tell me how you began playing the violin and when it was you knew that it was something you wanted to take seriously?
Well, I started violin when I was 5 or 6. I don't really remember exactly, but my brother also played the violin and my parents wanted me to learn an instrument. And they actually wanted me to play the piano because they didn't want my brother and I to play the same instrument. But then my mom told me that whenever the piano teacher came, I started crying and I wouldn't listen to her. I started to throw a tantrum and stuff. So my mom was like, okay, maybe piano's not for her. So she let me switch to violin. I ended up liking it. So
if you don't want to play the piano, just throw a temper tantrum.
Yes. that's the plan.
What about you, Renee? You know, I'm a band kid, so I imagine that you started the clarinet maybe a little later than the age of 5.
I did. I started in 5th grade with the Knoxville Christian Youth Bands with their beginning band program. And we met at Lunsford's. They had a bunch of instruments that I could try out. Mm-hmm. And I didn't particularly want to play a brass instrument. I actually wanted to start playing the oboe, but they would want me to start with the flute. And I don't know, flute wasn't really my thing. So I decided to go with clarinet instead.
Yeah, and it sounds like it's working out for you.
It is. I enjoy it.
Now, I'm sure that both of you are very excited to be performing this weekend. Lizzie, talk to me about the piece you're going to be performing and what it was like preparing it for the competition.
So I'll be performing the first movement of Sibelius' Violin Concerto. And I really, even before I started learning this piece, I really love this piece because it's the only violin concerto that Sibelius wrote. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really special. That tells a lot about Sibelius, too, because I read about him preparing for this concerto, and he actually was a really good violinist too, except he started at a relatively late age, 14, 15, and so he was kind of depressed about not being able to be one of those virtuosos, like violin virtuosos, so he put probably the most difficult technical things in the piece. So yeah, it was challenging for me to learn all those technical aspects. But it is really, it's a beautiful piece, and I'm excited to perform it.
Yeah, absolutely. Renee, what about you? What piece will you be performing on Monday?
Monday, I will be performing the 3rd clarinet concerto written by Bernard Grusel, who's a Finnish composer.
You're both playing by Finnish composers?
Yes. Yeah. And I didn't realize this until last night.
Yeah, I was actually really surprised.
And I always think it's interesting because our two pieces have entirely different atmospheres and characteristics. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if the Sibelius Violin Concerto is sort of a colder, icier piece of music, how would you describe the clarinet concerto you're performing?
It's a lot brighter and happier. Lizzie said last night, you know.
Yeah, it makes me happy. Yeah. Just listening to the beginning. Mm-hmm. It's very.
And it's very fanfare-y, I guess, toward the beginning, transitioning more to a minor feel and then ending on a great high note, on a high G.
Mm-hmm. So. Oh, a high G, huh?
Yeah.
So now that the two of you have done the work of winning this competition through your practice and preparation, how does that parlay into preparing for the actual performance? Are you continuing to practice? Is your practice any different than it was before the competition?
It's not that much different, but now I have to think about how my sound has to project because I've been playing in my teacher's studio and at little small spaces, but now we'll be performing at the Tennessee Theater, which is a much bigger space. Mm-hmm. So I have to work on projecting my sound.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
What about you, Renee?
I think the hardest thing for me as far as preparing my concerto was having to prepare it with the orchestra, because it's completely different playing it with, you know, 70 or 80 other people, mm-hmm. rather than just the pianist. Mm-hmm. You have to take into consideration you know, when people do slow down or, you know, just little mishaps that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is so. Live performance after all, it so is. Anything can happen. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure the both of you are very well prepared. Is music performance something either of you are interested in pursuing as a career a little later?
Definitely for me. I'm planning on going into clarinet performance in college.
So the end goal for you is to play in an orchestra maybe?
Orchestra, yeah. Chamber work, maybe some solo stuff.
Yeah, wow. What about you, Lizzie?
For me, I wasn't as sure if I wanted to major in music. So I did apply to a few music schools, but I also applied to other schools as biology majors. So mm-hmm. I'm not really sure.
Just keeping your options open.
Yeah.
So I want to wrap up by asking the two of you more of a grown-up question. When we talk about music education and music in schools, we also have to consider the fact that when budget cuts come down from the powers that be, the arts are usually among the first things to be considered for elimination. What would your education be like if it weren't for music? How is it important to you?
I mean, it'd be pretty devastating for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just because music ends up becoming so much of your life. Even if you don't want to study music professionally after high school, you know, it's still an aspect of you that stays with you.
Mm-hmm.
And the really special part about music is you meet so many inspirational people and you get inspired and motivated by them. And the fact that, I mean, I can't imagine not having music with me because I met all my friends through orchestra.
I see.
Yeah, it's a big part of me.
I see. Well, yeah, we definitely want to continue that. And we're definitely thankful for the arts programs here in the Knoxville area for giving us two brilliant musicians like yourselves. And thank you so much for coming in. And we look forward to your performances on Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You can hear clarinetist Renee Dishman and violinist Lizzie Jew with the Knoxville Symphony Youth Orchestra on Monday at 7 o'clock at the Tennessee Theater. More information on this concert and the Knoxville Symphony Youth Orchestras can be found at knoxvillesymphony.com.